I see people with their entire lives scattered all over the side of the road just trying to change a tire. We've all seen it on the side of the highway. Now, oftentimes that's a car, and the tire is underneath a mat, you know, in the trunk. And with camper vans, typically the tire will be under the van or off the back door or on top or something like that. So nonetheless, it is easy to get disorganized with regard to tire changing, especially if you've been lucky for months or years and not had a lot of flats, or if you've always relied on AAA or something like that. But the fact of the matter is that flat tires will happen. It's just a matter of time. I've actually had a bad year for flat tires for some odd reason. I picked up several nails. I think last year maybe I had one. This year I've already had four. It's only September, so that's fine. I know that's just a chance thing for the most part. And so let's see, I have AAA, but that can be very time consuming. It's rare for AAA to show up in under an hour. And typically it's oftentimes more like 2 hours, depending on where you live or where you happen to have broken down. And I can almost always change a tire in under 30 minutes or so. And the reason that I can do that is because I'm organized with regard to my tools and materials for changing a tire. So here are some steps for being prepared for the eventual flat tire. The first one, of course, is to build and organize your van with tire changing in mind. For example, in my current van, the spare tire is underneath at the back, and it's attached by a cable. And in order to lower that cable, there's a nut, that a 17 millimeter nut that has to be undone to create slack in the cable in order to lower the tire down, the wheel down. It would have been really easy to cover that up in the build, you know. So not only did I have to make sure that I had access to that with a wrench, I use a socket wrench so it goes quickly, but I had to cut a little flap in the flooring so that I could easily access that nut with the wrench in order to free up the spare wheel and tire. So when you build, make sure that you can access the tire easily. Don't leave that out. And then tip number two is gloves and overalls, maybe, or coveralls. You can get disposable coveralls or one-time use coveralls, and oftentimes you can get several uses out of them if you're not in the rain or if it's not extremely muddy or greasy. But I actually have a pair of mechanics coveralls that I got years ago, and I use them so infrequently that they've lasted a long time. Sometimes I'll carry them in the van, not always. They're usually in my garage, but definitely rubber gloves. And I also have a set of ultra greasy leather gloves that if I'm going to do brakes on the van, for example, I'll use those. But anyway, I like gloves to protect my hands, but I always carry rubber gloves at the very least in the van for tire changes. Another one is rain gear. So at least a jacket and a hat. And it might be a good idea to have a disposable or just a very low quality, cheap rain jacket that you don't care if it gets torn or greasy. You don't want to be stuck using your expensive hiking jacket for changing a tire if you have a flat tire in the rain. Now, if you have AAA, then maybe that's a time, if it's raining and you've got a flat tire, maybe that's a time to take out a book or watch a movie while you wait for AAA to show up. On the other hand, oftentimes when it's raining out, roadside assistance insurance operations are run slower because more people are calling them. So at any rate, I carry kind of a low quality rain jacket and a hat, a rain hat, and also a ground cover. So a small piece of plastic that you can throw down so that you can kneel on that while you're dealing with your flat tire or whatever minor mechanical stuff you might have to deal with. So let's see, number four would be tools. Of course, these are going to be specific to your van. Like for example, some vans have a security lug key that makes it so people can't steal your wheels. So you want to make sure you have that. And of course, a lug wrench. And those should be in the same container, such as a nylon bag or something like that. You want a lever of some kind, maybe to remove the hubcap, if you have hubcaps, depending on the type that you have. It can be a good idea to have some jack pads of some kind. It doesn't have to be a big deal, because, of course, one of the tools you'll need also is a jack. most vehicles have their own jack, if not, or come with a factory jack. If not, you'll need to get a scissor jack or some kind of a jack that's appropriate for your vehicle. But a pad of some kind, if you end up off to the side of the road with a flat tire, and even if you can only move the van a few feet in either direction, it can make a big difference if you can get one corner up, if it's in a low spot or something like that. So jack pads. And by the way, over at vansage.com, if you search for pads or jack pads, you'll find our article. We have an extensive article about jack pads. So yeah, that's another thing in the tool category to carry. Also, let's see, number five, I said tire gauge in my notes here. You want to be able to check the pressure of your spare, and that kind of goes hand in hand with number six, which I would call advanced. Not everybody wants to carry a compressor, but the reason I call this advanced is because if you have a flat and you have a compressor, well, now you need a way to plug the tire. And so you would need at the very least some slime, which is, you know, the tire patch stuff that comes in a can. By the way, your favorite tire shop hates slime. They hate to deal with that. So I actually don't use it. Now, maybe if you are an off-roader or an overlander, then you do want to have something like that in your tires. I'm not that familiar with that whole scene, so I don't want to judge. I mean, that's not the point. The point is that it's one way to plug a tire. If you have a small slow leak, you can plug it with a can of slime and then use your compressor to fill the tire again. And then I suppose the next level of that is a plug kit, which is a little fibrous, rubbery length of rope. I think it's saturated in a glue or something. And then there's another tool. There's a tool that's used to jam that plug into the hole in the tire. Now, this typically only works for tread punctures. If there's a sidewall puncture, you're probably not going to be able to fix that. Notoriously, sidewalls are really difficult to fix, and most tire shops won't even consider repairing a hole in a sidewall. They'll just tell you it's time for a new tire. So at any rate, not to go into all the details of plugging, but that is something you can carry. They're cheap. For $6 or $8, you can get a plug kit. Keep that with your compressor, and you'll be able to get yourself back on the road without having to use your spare. Or you can put the spare on, let's say you have a small temporary spare or any spare at all, and then you can get to the campsite or whatever your next destination is, and then you can pull out the regular tire and repair it and put it back on. So anyway, those are my tips for tire changing.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. The Vansage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. I see. I think I hear coming now. Running down.